thank God for Sister Samantha. Thank God for folks that are willingness to step forth and participate and let the Lord use you. Y'all, let me tell you, everyone has a call of some type on their lives. Everyone has something that God wants them to do. Sister Angela has stepped forth. I'm not going to call you today, but I usually let her know. But Sister Angela has stepped forth in the past few months, five, 4 months, I don't know, and the Lord has blessed us with a word that He has placed upon her heart. And she don't really know she's coming up until about 5 or 10 minutes before I say, Sister Angela, you got a word for us? And then she'll come up here and bless us. But the reason it don't take that long is because she's been with him all week. And that means he's been talking to her all week. And so what she brings is just not something that just pops out. It's something that's been on her heart. And so God is going to do that with us. He will deal with you during the week. He will speak to you when you're waking up. He will show you things. And he will give you insights and inspiration. And the purpose of him giving this is not to make you feel big and great or anything like that. It's to prepare you so that he can use you. Are y'all hearing me? So that he can use you. And it could be here or it could be out somewhere else. But when I can promise you this, when the time comes for that information or that inspiration to come forth, you'll know it just like that. It'll flash. You remember it and it'll just flow right out. So as long as you don't get in the way, it'll be okay. Amen. So y'all continue to be encouraged and don't be afraid to allow the Lord to use you here or somewhere else. That's pretty much all that we have is him. And really all the world has is him through us. And folks a lot of them won't read their Bible, but they'll sure read your life. And so you want your life to reflect as much of the Bible as can get through. And I know we fuss and fight about different things, but you want as much to come through as possible. Amen? Well, y'all, Sister Joyce is back. Let's give her a hand. She's been gone for over a week. They kept asking me about Sister Joyce. She must have missed two, three. I'm glad she came because I'm sure some of y'all thought I had killed her and buried her in the backyard. She's still alive, and so that is true. I knew. Come on, sister.